This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالًا كثيرًا ونساءً واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما إن خير الكلام كلام الله عز وجل وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. One of the pious predecessors, before he prayed, he used to imagine, think to himself, the slippery sirat, the bridge over hellfire. He would look down underneath the sirat and imagine the darkness of hellfire and it, the hellfire, crushing each other. Thus he would imagine above the sirat, above the bridge which is laid over hellfire, the clams and the hooks that would snatch, grab the people and throw them into eternal damnation. This is the person thinking this, one of the righteous predecessors, before he prays, reflecting upon the great saying of Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that when you pray, O Muslim, let it be as if it were your last prayer. And thus, we can conclude that this person, when he prayed that prayer, with this reflection and contemplation, naturally, he will pray with tranquility, with devotion, with love, with strength, with understanding of what he is saying, to whom he is praying. Not just like a dummy committing exercise up and down and thus, assalamu alaikum, without any reflection whatsoever. May the Almighty Lord make us amongst those who reflect in our prayers as this great predecessor, rahimahullah ta'ala, used to imagine before he prayed. Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, said, we asked our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, shall we see our Lord on the day of resurrection? He replied, do you have any difficulty in seeing the sun and the moon when the sky is clear? They said, no. He said, likewise, you shall have no difficulty in seeing your Lord on the day of resurrection, on the day of retribution, on the day of accountability, just as you have no difficulty seeing the sun and the moon in a clear sky. Then Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, somebody will announce, "Let every nation follow what he used to worship on the day of resurrection." A caller will proclaim, "Let every nation follow what he used to worship." So the companions of the cross, the companions of Al-Khashab, will follow the cross. The idolaters will follow their filthy idols. The people who followed, worshipped false deities, false gods, they will follow their false deities, their false gods, till their remains. Only those who worship Allah, both the obedient and the mischievous. And there will be some people of the scripture. So hell will be presented before those people as though it was a mirage. As though it is a mirage. The Jews will be asked, "Who did you used to worship in the life of this world? Oh Jews, who did you used to worship?" They will say, "We worshipped Uzair, the son of Allah." They will say, "We worshipped Uzair, the son of Allah." It will be said, "You are liars. You are liars, for Allah has neither a wife nor a son. What do you want?" They'll be asked. "We want you to provide us with water." Their reply will be, they'll be told, "Drink." And when they go down to drink, they fall into eternal tormentation, a blazing pit of fire. The Christians, they'll be asked, "What did you used to worship?" They'll say, in all full confidence, "We worship the Messiah, the Son of God, the Son of Allah." It will be said, "You are liars, for Allah has neither a son nor a wife. What do you want?" They will say, "We want you to provide us with water." Because don't forget, they will be thirsty. It will be a day where it's hot, the sun will be down close to their heads, and they'll be dreading. They'll be drenched in their sweat. They'll be thirsty. "We want nothing but for you to provide us with water." "Drink," what we said. And when they go to drink, they will fall into eternal damnation, a blazing pit of fire. Till there remains no one but those who worship Allah, both the obedient and the disobedient. They'll be asked, "Why do you remain here when everyone has gone? And what makes you stay here? You are the only ones left. What are you still doing here?" And they will reply, "We heard the caller proclaim, 'Let every nation follow what he used to worship,' or what he used to worship. And now we are waiting. We are waiting for the one that we worshipped. We are waiting for Allah, our Lord." May the Almighty Lord make us amongst those who are amongst these people on the day of resurrection. We are waiting for Allah, the one who we used to worship. They will be asked, "Is there any sign that you can recognize him with?" They said, "Yes. His shin." Then the Almighty Lord, upon them saying this, "Al-Hakam al-Samad al-Ahad al-Wahid al-Ladhi lam yalid wa lam yulad," will uncover his beautiful, magnificent, perfect, excellent shin. Whereupon all those who believe in the Almighty Lord with sincerity, all those who prostrated in the life of this world, solely for the sake of the countenance of the Almighty Lord, for the sake of Allah and no one else, will fall in prostration on that day. Will immediately fall with easiness in prostration. They'll have no trouble. Immediately they'll fall down with their forehead because they have been used to it. They have been doing this at least 5 times a day throughout their lives. At least 5 times a day throughout their lives. So when they are called to prostrate on that day, they will have no trouble. We are Muslims. We prostrated in life of this world. We did not waste our time with futile work. We did not forget Allah Ta'ala with play and jest and mockery. But when the time for prayer came, we prayed. And thus on that day, they will prostrate to the Almighty Lord. Easy. With no problem whatsoever. But there will be those amongst these people who will not be able to prostrate. Even though in the life of this world they were prostrating. But on that day they will not be able to prostrate. Why? Because they did not do it for the sake of Allah. Their prostration in the life of this world was to gain reputation, was to show off boastfulness, and nothing else. Not for Allah Ta'ala. For on that day, as soon as they try to prostrate, Allah Ta'ala will make their backs rigid, stiff, firm, inflexible. You know, a wooden plank. You try to bend a wooden plank, you cannot bend it. You can never bend it. Impossible. Their backs will be like a wooden block. They will try and they'll fall down. Try and fall down. As Allah Ta'ala clearly mentions in Surah Al-Qalam, فَتَفَضَّلْ يَا مُصْطَفَى.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يوم يكشف عن ساق ويدعون إلى السجود فلا يستطيعون خاشعة أبصارهم ترهقهم ذلة وقد كانوا يدعون إلى السجود وهم سالمون.
On the day when the sheen of the Almighty Lord will be laid bare. And they'll be called to prostrate, but they will not be able to prostrate. The hypocrites. Their eyes will be cast down. Humiliation will cover them. For indeed, in the life of this world, they were ordered, they were commanded to come and prostrate before your Lord for His sake. When they were still healthy. But they refused. But they refused. Brothers and sisters, where are those that claim La ilaha illallah but do not pray? Where are those that say I am Muslim but he does not pray? Where would he be on that day from these people? Reflect. If you did not prostrate in the life of this world, how? How will you be able to prostrate in the next? When you are commanded, you are ordered. And Allah says clearly in His beautiful verse that they were ordered in the life of this world when they were healthy to prostrate, but they refused. So their refusal in the life of this world prevented them from prostrating in the next. Doesn't it make you think about those who do not pray, but they say, I am a Muslim. I am a Muslim. What Islam is to say, I am a Muslim? Is it not proclamation with the tongue? Action with the limbs and the belief in the heart? You don't have no action. You are not a Muslim. You are a liar. You are not a Muslim. Because Muslim means to submit to Allah. To submit to His worship. To submit to His pillars. To submit to His faith in the pillars of Iman. This is a Muslim. You are a Muslim when you do this. Otherwise, do not lie. You are a liar. And you have not believed. You have not believed until you fulfill the pillars that the Almighty Lord commanded you. So on the day of resurrection, how are you going to prostrate, O token Muslim? How? Then the bridge, as-sirat, will be laid over hellfire, will be established over hellfire. The companions, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, asked, Ya Rasulallah, what is as-sirat? What is this bridge? He said, it is a slippery bridge with clamps and hooks that look like a thorny seed. And every single one is going to go over this. All of us, brothers and sisters, will go over this sirat, as the Almighty Lord mentions. Fatafattar.
وَإِن مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا كَانَ عَلَىٰ رَبِّكَ حَتْمًا مَقْضِيًّا ثُمَّ نُنَجِّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَنَذَرُ الظَّالِمِينَ فِيهَا جِثِيًّا
There is none that shall pass over it. This is with Allah Ta'ala, a decree that must be accomplished. Then we will save those who feared the Almighty Lord, and we'll leave those who are zalimeen, who are wrongdoers, who are oppressors, to be on their hills, humiliated, humbled to their Lord, in hellfire. In hellfire. In the darkness of that day, just before the sirat, just before the marching begins over the sirat, Allah Ta'ala will give the believers a light. A light. And this light is the light of their faith, the light of Islam, the light of their righteousness, the light of their good works, meaning the more righteousness you perform, the bigger that light will be on the day of resurrection. The more good deeds that you do in this life, the bigger that light will be for you on that day when you will need this light. So it will differ from one person to another, because there are stronger than other. Some will have a light the size of a big mountain before their arms. Others will have a light even bigger than that, greater than that. Others will have a light just enough to guide them to their destination. Others will have a light on the tip of their feet that will turn off and on, and they'll stand up and fall down, stand up and fall down. As Allah Ta'ala says.
يَوْمَ تَرَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَسْعَى نُورُهُمْ بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَبِأَيْمَانِهِمْ بُشْرَاكُمُ الْيَوْمَ جَنَّاتٌ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ
The day you shall see the believing men and the believing women. Their light, the light that Allah Ta'ala has given them due to their faith in Islam and their righteous deeds, will be running before them, and at their right hands. Glad tidings be on you today, gardens beneath which rivers flow, that you will dwell in therein forever. And that is indeed a great success, a supreme success. Brothers, is there anything better than being awarded with the greatest salvation? The greatest place? The most beautiful place that ever exists? Paradise? Is there anything better than paradise? No, there isn't. No, there isn't. No matter what you do, this is the ultimate destination for a believer. This is what you are working for, hard, every day and night. This is why you love Allah, you worship Allah, you pray, you fast, you pay your zakat, so you can reach this destination. So let this light of yours on the day of resurrection be greater than the size of a mountain. Work hard, pray optional prayers, fast, extra fast. Perform pilgrimage and perform Umrah and more if you can. Strengthen your status, your Islamic status. Likewise, the hypocrites on that day who could not prostrate due to their hypocrisy, they will be given a light as well. They will be given a light. But why? But their light will be given to them, however, it will become black. The light they're given will become black. And what happens when their light becomes black? In other words, it disappears. What happens then? Let us hear.
يوم يقول المنافقون والمنافقات للذين آمنوا انظرونا نقتبس من نوركم قيل ارجعوا وراءكم فالتمسوا نورا فضرب بينهم بسور له باب باطنه فيه الرحمة وظاهره من قبله العذاب.
The day when the hypocrites, both men and women, will call out to the believers, please give me some of your light, they will say. When their light disappears, they will call out, please give us some of your light. And what do the believers say to them? Go back to your rear and find or seek some light there. Go back to your rear, don't come to us. Go and find light behind you. And then they go behind them. Allah Ta'ala places before them a wall, a barrier with a gate therein. But behind that gate is tormentation, is punishment, is darkness, is evil. And inside that gate, where the believers are, is mercy, the mercy of the Almighty Lord. Thus, the hypocrites fall down into hellfire. And they'll be remaining there forever and ever and ever. While the believers now begin to start marching. And the first people to march over the bridge will be Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his ummah, the nation of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as we heard last week and before, look at the virtue of the nation of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They're always given priority on the day of resurrection. Always, they are given priority in everything. Brothers and sisters, this is a blessing, it's a bounty, it's a favor from Allah Ta'ala. Appreciate it. Show gratitude with doing more good work that the Almighty Lord loves. We are amongst the Ummah, the nation of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the greatest nation that walked this earth. They'll be the first ones to cross over this bridge. And some believers will cross over as fast as a wink of an eye, like those fly over it. Others will be like lightning. Others will cross like a fast wind. Others will be like a fast horse or a she camel. Others will be running over it. Others will be walking over it, or crawling or creeping over it. Others will just get there without any harm, while others will get there with scratches. And others will be snatched. And they'll be made to sinners, snatched, grabbed by the hooks and the clamps, and tossed into hellfire. But they will not remain in hellfire. They will not remain in hellfire. Eventually, their destiny, inshallah ta'ala, is paradise. And they will say, every single person that succeeds over that sirat will say, Alhamdulillahi alladhi najjani mink. All praise is due to the Almighty Lord who has saved me from you. And the messengers on that day, as they're crossing, these are the best people that walk this face on this earth. They will say, Allahumma sallim, Allahumma sallim, O Allah, save, O Allah, save. In other words, save us on that day. Let us go over this bridge in peace. Now the bridge is completed. They're over the bridge. Is it the end? No, it's not the end. They will stop at a place called Al-Qantarah. It's a bridge. When they stop at that place, hear the Almighty Lord. Hear the Almighty Lord who allow the people to retaliate upon each other for the injustices done to them in the life of this world. And indeed on that day, oppression, wrongdoing is darkness. This is the day where the bridge, Al-Qantara, you will get your right from this person that wronged you in the life of this world. Whether he stole from you, whether he harmed you, whether he hurt your honor or integrity or dignity, you will get your right if you did not get it in the life of this world. On that day, you will get your right there. You know, many people say in life of this world, well, he robbed me $100 or $200, he's not going to pay it back to me. Be patient. Be patient. The day that will come when you will get your right back, wallahi, nothing, wallahi, if it's a minute of 1 cent, but will be given to you on that day. So despair not. Do not think about it. Do not sort of be depressed about it. Alhamdulillah, I prefer to get it there and not here. Because you will need every virtue, every credit on that day, every good deed on that day. So if he gives it to you in his life, it's all over. But in the next, it's a greater blessing, a greater reward. And Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to us, if you guarantee me 6 things on your part, I will guarantee you paradise. One, when you speak the truth. Speak the truth, O Muslim. Two, when you make a promise, make sure you do not break the promise. Three, when you are entrusted with something, fulfill that which you are entrusted with. Four, avoid sexual immorality. Five, lower your eyes. Lower your eyes, O Muslim man, for wallahi, hurun een is much better for you. Six, restrain your hands from injustice, for it is darkness on the day of Al-Qantara, the day when every oppressive person will get his right from the oppressor. And there's a beautiful narration that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked his companions, do you know who the penniless is? The penniless? They said, the penniless amongst us, O Prophet of Allah, is the one who neither has money nor commodity. He said, as for the penniless in the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the one who is from the nation of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the one on the day of resurrection that comes with a book of prayer, a lot of prayers, fasting, a lot of fasting, zakah, a lot of zakah, charity. Why? At the same time, he comes with a record full of abuses, defamations, slander, beatings, shedding blood, hurting his brothers and sisters. As a result, the victims will be given from his good deeds. The victims will be given from his good deeds. And if his good deeds are exhausted before he pays the full required amount, then the victim's sins are taken out and placed in his evil record. This is the penniless in the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we know there's a beautiful narration that mentions that when Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this companion is from among the people of paradise. Now one of the companions was sort of like startled. I want to know this person's actions. Why is he from among the people of paradise? What does he do? How does he sleep? What does he eat? Where does he go? I want to know everything about this person. Because then Muhammad says he's going to be from among the people of paradise. He's going to be from them, the people of paradise. So this companion started chasing the companion that was informed of paradise. He saw no optional prayer. He saw no optional duties. He saw nothing of him extra. It's a normal Muslim who sleeps, eats, drinks, works, prays like everyone else. So he asked him, because what do you do that makes you so special? He said, I do nothing. But in my heart, I make sure that I have nothing whatsoever evil towards a brother or sister in Islam. There's nothing in my heart except love. Love for my brother and sister in Islam. And I make sure that my brothers and sisters in Islam have the same feeling for me. Allahu Akbar. This person was given paradise for this attribute. Brothers and sisters, it's not hard. Wallahi, it's not hard. It's not hard. And if you want to make it hard, it is up to you. It is up to you. You in your hands have the ability to earn paradise easily. Easily, wallahi, so easy. But it's up to you to really want paradise. The Almighty Lord has blessed us with great blessings, great bounties and favors. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you try to enumerate, to count all the blessings and favors of Allah, you will never be able to encompass it. You will never be able to count it, no matter how much you count. They're beyond imagination, His blessings. Many of us take it for granted. All of us, just about. All of us. You know, we simply think that everybody's got these blessings. Big deal. So we don't thank Allah Ta'ala. Or others say, just simply on their tongue, you know, I believe I deserve more than this. They're actually upset with Allah Ta'ala. Because they believe that what they've been given is not enough. They want more and more. And they blame Allah Ta'ala for not giving them more. Look, who cares if your father or your brother or your sister or your cousin or your friend has a mansion and you haven't? Who cares? Who cares? This material of this life, it's not going to benefit you in the hereafter. You know, if he's got a BMW, you have to get a Lamborghini. Big deal. You got a car, take you from A to B, take you to the mosque and back home. What else do you want? You got legs that Allah blessed you with. What more of a bounty can you ask for when there are people who are crippled in a walking chair or they cannot go anywhere without crutches? When you got alhamdulillah feet where you can stand and pray to the Almighty Lord. Now look at those who are higher than you. Look at those who are lower than you. So you can reflect and acknowledge the favors of Allah. Yeah, many people think that they deserve all this, that they have earned it, they have deserved it. And thus that gratitude again is not shown to the Almighty God. Allah Ta'ala says, وَشْكُرُوا لِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. وَشْكُرُوا لِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. And show your gratitude to me for the countless favors I have given you. And do not be ungrateful, O slave. Do not be ungrateful, O slave. Show, express with action, with movement, the favors that I have bestowed upon you. By saying Alhamdulillah, by praying to Allah, by prostrating a prostration of thankfulness. When was the last time you prostrated a thankfulness prostration? When? You should ask yourself, O Muslim, male or female, when was the last time I prostrated a prostration of thankfulness? Was it today? Before I came here? Or was it 10 years ago? If that. If that. That one prostration is an expression of gratitude. You don't have to have wudu for it. Just fall down and prostrate to Him. Whenever glad tidings comes to you, whenever even a calamity befalls you, prostrate to Him, say, Alhamdulillah, oh Allah, it's from you and it's good. This is the way of a Muslim. He shows gratitude internally and externally. Many of us have been brought up in Muslim families. Look at this blessing. In Muslim families. In other words, Throughout our youth, we knew Allah. We never had the misery of living in ignorance or disbelief O wickedness!
Is this not a great blessing, O Muslim? Is this not a great blessing?
The blessing of Islam, this one bounty, the greatest bounty on the face of this earth, this one bounty, do you know what it means? Do you know what the blessing of Islam means? M-E-A-N-S, do you know what it means? It means that Allah is giving you the pass into paradise, into eternal salvation, bliss, happiness. This is what it means. He's blessed you with this bounty. Inna dina inda Allah Islam. Indeed, the religion before Allah is no other than Islam. The path to paradise. Have we thought about this? Have we thanked Allah about this? Have we prostrated to Him day and night saying, thank you, O Lord?
Oh no, just another thing in our life. I'm a Muslim. I've got to pray today. I've got to fast. I've got to get for Fajr. For Fajr. In this cold, freezing frost. SubhanAllah. This is a sign of denial. Instead, say, Alhamdulillah, I'm up.
Alhamdulillah, I have the capability of being blessed as a Muslim and the ability to get up for Fajr, which is better than the whole world. Just the 2 rak'at of Sunnat al-Fajr. Wallahi is better than the whole world and all it contains.
But I have to get up for Fajr in this cold, frosty morning. No, O Muslim, no. Thank Allah Ta'ala. Love Allah Ta'ala. Be amongst those who prostrate with easiness on the day of resurrection.
Alhamdulillah, Islam, Allah Ta'ala descends His guidance to whom He pleases. Whether you were born and thus raised throughout your life as a Muslim, or whether you were born as a Muslim, as every single human is, and then his parents change, convert him from Islam into a devilish religion or concept. But Allah Ta'ala shows signs to people throughout their lives, and these signs can be accepted or rejected by humans. But many are embracing this beautiful path, the path of successfulness, the path of salvation. And tonight, walillahi alhamd, another one accepts Islam. Another human being is saved from eternal darkness into eternal light, from evil to good, from wickedness, mischievousness to righteousness, from kufr to Islam and Iman, from shirk to tawheed. A person, walillah alhamd, tonight will be proclaiming his testification, his declaration of faith here before all of us in front of an en masse of people. So we introduce CEO Sifa, who is from Tonga. Fatafaddal ya akhil aziz. Alhamdulillah, we thank the Almighty Lord and no other for allowing this beautiful face who is confronting you all, CEO. And we ask the Almighty Lord that He strengthens his faith, give him the ability to be one of the soldiers of the Almighty Lord. And indeed, we are in need of soldiers in our today's life. We are in need of desperate soldiers, meaning those who declare La ilaha illallah, thus fulfill the obligations of Islam, to fulfill the 5 pillars of Islam, understand the pillars of faith, and thus become the servants and slave of no other than Allah. And on the day of resurrection, we ask Him to make us all amongst those who fall in prostration on the day when nothing can avail man except the mercy of the Almighty Lord and His good work in the life of this world. فتفضل يا سيو. Repeat after me. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله
I forgot that you're not Arabic. Ashhadu.
Ashhadu.
An la.
An la.
Ilaha.
Ilaha.
Illa.
Illa.
La.
La.
Wa ashhadu.
Wa ashhadu.
Anna.
Anna.
Muhammadan.
Muhammadan.
Abduhu.
Abduhu.
Wa rasuluh.
Wa rasuluh.
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Marhaba. I declare.
I declare.
That there is no God.
There's no God
worthy of worship.
Worthy of worship.
Except Allah. It's not Arabic. No.
Except Allah.
And
I testify
that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, peace be upon him,
is
the messenger of Allah.
Of Allah.
Barakallahu fik fid dunya akhi. Give me a hug. You wanna say anything? You wanna talk about anything? You wanna? You sure? Jazakallah khairan. Allah bless you, inshallah. I'll allow now the crowd, inshallah ta'ala, to ask questions. On the contrary, are there kuffar on that day? Allah ta'ala a'lam, no. Allah ta'ala a'lam, no. But there is a sort of argument there where some scholars did say those kuffar who oppressed you in the life of this world, they may be brought to the Qantara. So, however, Allah Ta'ala A'lam, we can say there is a possibility both opinions are strong and Allah knows best. But even if a kafir oppressed you, you will get your right on that day. The question is, let us get to the first portion of it. You mentioned that if a person knows that a person, his brother or sister, for example, owes him money, he lent him money, but he can see his situation, and it's extremely hard for him to repay that. So you say, hold on, alhamdulillah, I'm not in need of this. You with me? I'm not in need of this. So I relinquish this. Counsel it. Foil it. I'll forgive him for it. Wallahi, Allah Ta'ala on their resurrection will forgive you. For you helping your brother or sister from a burden, Allah will forgive you. Allah says on their resurrection, I have more right to forgive this person who forgives my slaves. So this is an extreme, extreme virtue. If you see someone that is having difficulty paying back this debt, and you are in no need of this money, forgive your brother, forgive your sister. The money is Allah's money. Use it in the way Allah loves. And wallahi, this will benefit you a great deal on the day when you will need this. Backbiting, for example, slander. If someone does it behind your back, obviously you do not know, unless you're told. Now, if you want to forgive this person, you can. But you still warn this person, do not speak behind my back. And if it continues, I will not forgive this person. Instead, I'll send them a plate of dates. Why? I'll say, this is all I can give you. But I can never give you the same amount as you've given me on a day of resurrection. You haven't got it, have you? If you go to hell, Nusra Allahu al-Afiyah, would you ever come out? Nusra Allahu al-Afiyah. Now, the only ones that come out of hellfire are the major sinners for amongst the nation or amongst the believers. The major sinners are who are Muslims. Any Muslim who enters hellfire will never remain in there. For indeed Allah Ta'ala has not made hell eternal for any Muslim. But he may punish him due to his sin for that time that he committed this or whatever. Allah pleases and wills and thus take you out. And these people are known as the people of charcoal. The major sinners, the people of charcoal. And they will be taken through the river of life, cleansed from the darkness of hellfire and thus given the eternal bliss of paradise thereafter. Khalidina fiha means that they will abide therein forever. They will abide therein eternally. But this always refers to a kafir, to a mushrik, to a munafiq, never to a major sinner. Instead, inna Allah la yaghfiru an yushraka bih wa yaghfiru ma duna dhalik liman yasha. Allah will never forgive association ascribing partners unto him, but he will forgive anything lower than that to whom he pleases. He's under the Mashiach, under the will of the Almighty Lord. He may even forgive the major sinner, not even punish him. And eventually, at the end of the day, even though he is punished, he will be released from that prison and thus entered in hell, in paradise. We did mention 30, that throughout the hadith it mentions that the victims are given his good deeds. If there is no more good deeds, if they're all exhausted, what happens then? The victim's sins are taken out and placed on his record. But he's still a Muslim. At the end of the day, this person is a Muslim. What Allah does with him is what Allah wills to do with him. But don't forget, the deeds you are in need of to elevate probably yourself in paradise. So it is dangerous. It is dangerous. Whether it leads him to hell, Allahu A'lam. Actually, sorry. Astaghfirullah. There is the narration that concludes, if he's got no more deeds and he's taken from the sins, he's taken the sins of others, he'll be thrown in hellfire. He'll be thrown in hellfire. This is the hadith itself. So yes, he will go to hellfire if Allah wills. But he will never remain in hellfire as a believer.